Hello, and welcome to XR Connections, a podcast about extended reality, augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality. I'm Liam O'Malley, and every week I am looking for new information about developments in XR to share with partners and colleagues and clients and friends, and I thought, why don't I share it with other enthusiasts of extended reality? So here we are with XR Connections. This is episode 2. The week started off in grand fashion. I got to attend the AWE Night NYC Augmented Reality Meetup hosted by Ori Inbar in New York City at R Lab in Brooklyn's Navy Yard. Ori Inbar has been running augmented reality meetups monthly in New York City for, well, this is his 101st meeting. Rather, it was the 101st meeting. I joined the group, I think, around 2013, and I've been to many of the meetups. They're always great. Ori is a Jedi master of augmented reality. He runs a great meeting. He runs Augmented World Expo, the number one XR event series. Regarding that, the fourth annual Augmented World Expo in Europe is October 17th and 18th. There are more than 100 exhibitors, more than 100 speakers, more than 100 sessions. It's in Munich. That's next month, October 17th and 18th. And no, that is not going on during Oktoberfest. Whether that you find that good news or bad news, Oktoberfest is over, but Augmented World Expo is on the way. This was, again, the 101st meeting of Ori's augmented reality meetup, and there are chapters that run these meetups in other cities, including San Francisco, Chicago, Toronto, Vancouver, Phoenix, Tokyo, Berlin, Los Angeles, and Tel Aviv. So if you are in those cities or ever in those cities, look it up. It's called AWE Night. So every meeting that Ori starts with Ori's news. Ori runs a very tight ship. There are 15-minute segments, and every meeting starts off with Ori giving 15-minute overview of what's happening out there that you ought to know about. There is a recording of the live stream on the AWE Night Facebook page. And also, speaking of Facebook, Samantha Wolf, who runs the VR, AR, MR Marketing and Branding Facebook group, was also in attendance, and she has posted slides, rather the photos of the slide that Ori presented. And you should go check all of them out. I will give you a little preview. Ori went through a lot of numbers in the AR space, and one of those numbers was that shipments of AR and VR headsets are going to grow from 5.9 million to 7.6 million in 2019. So the first item of interest actually came from Ori's presentation, and it is the Airbus Sandbox Tactical 3D Holographic Map app. The Sandbox, or it's also sometimes called a sand table, is a tool used to plan missions, often used by the military. It's a military term. But you've seen the concept in any number of mission movies and, of course, heist movies, when everyone's standing around a model of the jewelry store that's going to be broken into that night, or in the war movie when everyone's standing around the model of the chateau where the German high command is all going to be for one spectacular evening of entertainment. Well, that is the sand table concept. Airbus has made this an augmented reality application. So you're looking at a three-dimensional holographic map of your terrain where the mission is going to take place. It was meant to be lightweight and portable and deployed easily. It uses the HoloLens, Microsoft HoloLens, and it is used to be able to allow both the people on the ground and remote viewers. Now, the remote viewers are not the men who stare at goats kind of remote viewers, but other personnel that are off-site can also participate and help to plan, brief, and rehearse the mission. There is a video on Airbus's YouTube page, and you should check that out. I learned about this after hearing the brief overview from Ori, from an article written by Tommy Palladino at Next Reality News, which is a great resource. I've read a number of Tommy's articles, and I find him to be a very good writer. I like his style. So the article and the video will be posted in the show notes. Again, the Airbus Sandbox Tactical 3D Holographic Map. Next up is the Big Poppy AR Scavenger Hunt, which is being run as a promotion by Foxwoods Casino in Massachusetts. Big Poppy is David Ortiz, the legendary Major League Baseball player, now retired for the Boston Red Sox, a hero in Boston and all over New England, as well as in the Dominican Republic, and known by all as a most wonderful, great guy. He is now recovering from a shooting in the Dominican Republic, and we wish him the best in his recovery, because everyone loves Big Poppy. So much so that Foxwoods has now been deemed Big Poppy's house in a new promotion. And this new promotion includes an AR scavenger hunt that you play in the casino. In the casino, there are hidden four portraits of Big Poppy. When you find one of these portraits using a Foxwood app, you use your camera lens and the portrait is recognized using image recognition and a 3D experience, AR experience, occurs. You are able to record and share the experience and you are automatically entered into a $1,000 prize sweepstakes. The experience was developed by a company called Groove Jones, which is how I found out about it. I was interested, of course, as being a native New Englander. I was interested in this promotion featuring David Ortiz. But I had also seen a number of postings by Dan Ferguson of Groove Jones on LinkedIn, and that's how I found out about this experience. Dan posts frequently about extended reality, augmented reality in particular, on LinkedIn, and he's always very participatory and engaged in discussions, in the commenting. I would recommend that you follow him on LinkedIn. I would also recommend that you follow or join some of the augmented reality, extended reality groups on LinkedIn. There are a number of them. They have similar names, but one that I have been involved with since 2008 is Augmented Reality, Virtual Reality, Virtual Worlds Group. I joined that back in the heady days of the Virtual Worlds, Club Penguin and Webkinz, and one that I was involved with, Shining Stars. That was a brief run that those kiddie virtual worlds had, but it was a good time. Next, I want to share with you an app that I saw demoed at the Augmented Reality Meetup, AWE Night, NYC. As I mentioned, Ori runs a very tight ship. The format of these nights is great, and it is consistent. You come in and you mingle, you have some pizza and beer or water, and sit down. Ori pulls things together, calls it to order, so to speak, and he gives his news and updates. That's about 15 minutes. And then there are four presenters. And the four presenters get 15 minutes, including Q&A. It runs quick, it's fast, and efficient. And it's great because the presenters know how much time they have to work with, and so they are really on topic. All of the presentations that we saw at the meeting were very interesting and informative and thought-provoking. Cool. Well, the one that really made an impression was the demo of the Doodle Lens app by Aiden Wolf. He's on Twitter. You can find him, and you can look up Doodle Lens on the web, and you'll find a web page that will direct you to the Apple and Google app stores. So you can check out this app. I will tell you that this is the first app I think I've paid for since Major League Baseball's At-Bat app. And if you are interested in extended reality and you see the demos of this app, you're going to want to get this too. So the app allows you to make a sketch on paper. You take that sketch into the app, and then it is placed in your world, in reality. The cool thing is that you can change the color, you can make it two-sided, and you can animate your sketch so that you're combining your sketch, and Aiden actually calls your sketch your creation, which I love. So in his words, you would combine your creations to create a scene and stories. You can capture that on video to share. He really sees this as a storytelling tool, and he really hopes to get it into educational arenas, into the classroom as such. What was great about Aiden's presentation was that he used the old time-tested audience participation. We were all handed paper, small pieces of paper, and boxes of markers, and told to draw something. Draw anything. Draw whatever you want. And all of these illustrations, or creations, again, as Adam would say, were then brought up to the front, and while he is talking, and he's got the microphone on, he's talking, we're watching the app projected, he is furiously capturing all of these creations and adding them into the scene. So they're audience members' creations all being added into this. We really have to see it to understand what's going on. My table mate, Ivan Ballin, he's of LensCloud 3D. He had drawn this fantastic self-portrait, really, and it was full color because we had colored markers. And Aiden took that self-portrait, it was just the head of Ivan, and while we were there in the room, he placed Ivan's creation, the drawing of his face, onto Ori's body, and there was Ori moving around with Ivan's head. Check out the app. I will post whatever links I can If I can find any videos, I will post those in the show notes. The next item is Looking Glass Factory's beautiful 3D hologram display. Looking Glass Factory has made a display. It's kind of like about the size of maybe a large shoebox. It's glass, and it allows you to have a 3D hologram experience, you and other people around you, with no headset. It allows you to move and interact with the 3D model or hologram with gestures using Magic Leap. It is quite a beautiful display. There were demos of an animated character that you could interact with, again using gestures, and there were a couple of medical models. The interesting thing about this, and this table, Looking Glass Factory's table, had three of the boxes, the looking glass boxes, was surrounded by people. Everyone who stopped by was fascinated. This, as you move around the box, the perspective changes, so you can have a group of people all looking at a 3D model or hologram. The hologram is, of course, reminiscent of our most famous pop culture hologram, Princess Leia, there in Luke's little room. But it reminded me, because it's in this glass box, it reminded me of that fantastic scene in The Bride of Frankenstein, where Dr. Pretorius displays his homunculi, the little miniature king and the miniature queen. If you haven't seen that scene, check it out. It is an example of vintage XR. I was introduced to the Looking Glass by Max Kitchell of Looking Glass Factory, and he mentioned that the Looking Glass supports light field photography, stereoscopic converted images, volumetric video, and RGB depth photos, and you can use all of your standard 3D tools. The box starts at $600 for developers if you're interested in developing for this, and you can see this demonstrated on YouTube. I will have a link to it. Adam Savage's Tested has an interview with Looking Glass Factory CEO Sean Frain, where he discusses and demonstrates the Looking Glass. Next, Apple and AR glasses or AR head-mounted display and the new iPhone. Mac Rumors reported that the documentation for the new iPhone included references to augmented reality, specifically to a head-mounted mode. It's a rumor, and we'll know on September 10th, most likely, what Apple's plans are for augmented reality glasses or a headset. But that's going around and is of interest. And there are a couple of podcasts that I think would be of interest. One is Artillery Briefs with Mike Boland. Mike Boland of AR Insider, which is another great resource on augmented reality, extended reality. I'd recommend one of the newest episodes, episode 29, which has an AR revenue outlook, looking at the numbers in AR. He is, and his team of analysts and researchers, journalists, are projecting that AR revenue will grow from $1.96 billion last year to $27.4 billion by 2023. And an interesting point that he brings up is they're just beginning to track revenue in a category they are calling AR as a service. That would be B2B platforms like Unity and what they're calling B2B2C. That would be companies that are supporting brands that are building AR for their customers. And they expect that to grow to $6.6 billion by 2023. And a new podcast that I just discovered this week. Fantastic. It is XR for Business. It is hosted by Alan Smithson of XR Ignite. I heard their newest episode, which is titled Navigating XR with Samantha Wolf of We Are Phase 2. Now, I had mentioned Samantha Wolf earlier in the podcast. She was at the Augmented Reality Meetup. She runs a Facebook group dedicated to XR topics, particularly as they are applied to marketing and branding. You can find that link to the Facebook group on the show notes page. The group is very active. It's a very involved community. Lots of folks asking questions, and Samantha is always posting items of interest. So, Alan and Samantha have a very lively and interesting conversation about how marketers and brands are venturing into XR. I've listened to a few more of the XR for Business podcasts, and I highly recommend it. And then last is, again, the AR show with Jason McDowell, which I mentioned in the first podcast. All of the episodes are great. I would recommend episode 60, where he interviews Mike Boland. That's Mike Boland of AR Insider and the Artillery Briefs podcast. It gives a lot of great background on how Mike got started as a tech reporter, how he got interested in extended reality and augmented reality. A very insightful conversation. Again, that's the AR show with Jason McDowell, episode 60. And finally, I'd like to mention a wonderful website I found. ilikeinterfaces.com by a fellow named Fabian Vidusco. Fabian has lovingly and systematically posted screen captures of user interfaces from science fiction films mainly. There's some television programs as well. I found the site by looking for a particular cockpit shot from a spacecraft in Stanley Kubrick's 2001, A Space Odyssey. The level of detail, the attention to detail that has been done by Kubrick and other imaginative directors, set designers, production designers, is all lovingly cataloged there. ilikeinterfaces.com. If you like user interfaces and you like science fiction and imagination, you might like ilikeinterfaces.com. Well, that does it for episode 2 of XR Connections. Thank you for listening. I again am Liam O'Malley. I used Anchor to produce the podcast, or distribute it rather, to make the podcast. This time I upgraded the audio equipment, and I hope that is evident to you listeners of the first episode. This time we are using Logic Pro X and the Scarlett Focusrite and microphone. It was a fun week starting off with the Augmented Reality Meetup. I'm looking forward to finding out what Apple has planned for augmented and extended reality. The outro and intro music is by Dr. Mars. Thank you for listening to XR Connections. And look me up. Connect. Thank you.